What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Special at-home edition.
We're under the covers.
I'm having a slumber party with Aaron. I'm drunk this in. Let's drink this. Look at that.
Accept this rose into your world.
Will you
accept this rose into your world?
Oh my gosh. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Thank you, Aaron Foley, for joining me at my house for a very special edition at home version, like a slumber party version of Will You Accept This Rose?
I'm happy to be here.
My name's Arden Marine. I'm here with my Padgett. I'm trying to make her my best friend.
What's this?
I'm trying to make her my best friend, but she works. She's got to make money to buy us one piece swimsuits.
I support her fancy career because we get first of all, everybody needs to work, but We have the benefit of seeing her in her downtime and getting some paraphernalia that I rarely wear, but I feel good receiving.
Speaking of downtime, you guys, it's like weeks away, January 28th, Sunday, 4 p.m., we got another batch, so we captured another one.
Who do we get?
Okay, so we have you, we have me, we have Padgett.
It's Aaron Foley, by the way.
This is Aaron Foley. Hi, Aaron. We have Padgett. We have Anna and Katie. We have Steve Heitner, your creepy uncle, Banya from Seinfeld. We have fucking Rob Benedict.
Rob is getting on a plane.
He's actually leaving his family.
He's leaving his family.
To come hang out. And you guys, you can meet all of us.
We wore him down.
We wore him down. We'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club, part of San Francisco Sketch Fest. It's on our Facebook page. And with us will be the hottest Russian ever. Alex.
I mean,
number two, the fucking dolphin, Alexis.
I am so excited to meet her. I can't even. She made me laugh so hard.
Okay, and coming with her, I was like, Alexis, who do you want to hang out with? She's like, I need to hang out with Jasmine. Chokey Chokey. You know what's fun about them? They will tell us everything.
They will tell us everything.
If you come to the show at Cobb's at Sketchfest, they will tell you everything.
Oh, yeah. They might tell us their social security numbers.
You know what? I'll tell you mine right now. It's 69 o'clock. Number two, now he doesn't, this is what I want to say. I'm mad at Peter because part of me felt like Peter was giving me the what for because he was going to be part of Bachelor Winter Games. As we know, we're so excited for it. It's like Bachelor in Paradise, but with sports and snow.
Excuse me, I'm dying.
And he's not part of it. They announced the cast, the people that we know. The guys include Awful Luke, who bailed on us in Nashville.
He is not good at sports.
No. My boyfriend Dean, and he was in my Instagram top 9 of my most liked ones from 2017. Wow. And I tagged him and I said, I'm so glad it was Dean. And then my mom with a horse bite, obviously. And then me as Barb from Stranger Things. But I tagged him and he wrote, that's because we're in love. He wrote that on my, so if you check my Instagram, you'll see that Deanie Babies wrote, that's because we're in love. I think I'm going to marry Dean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen. It's 2018.
Yeah.
And anything is possible.
Anything's possible.
We're starting out the year fresh.
Yeah.
Hopeful.
Josiah's going to be on it. Eric's going to be on it.
There's a lot of good contestants. I think Dean is going to do well.
I think Dean's going to do well. Both.
Wait,
in
is
my
Rachel going to be on?
No, they say what season she was on.
Oh.
Okay. Number three, the reason I wanted you to sit right next to me, and eventually if we're too close, because if I need to see you, you can sit over there. So you know I have sort of insomnia, and you know I sometimes have social anxiety. I have like anxiety issues. Uh-huh. I was gifted this holiday season.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now this is actually built, if anybody out there has anxiety or issues sleeping, so this is actually built like you for like I don't know how why they developed it
for stand-up comics on the road.
Well, it's too heavy to bring with you, so like it you can buy them on autism websites. Is
okay, fantastic.
But it's like it's soothing, and so I'm like very anxious at night, and I was given a 25-pound blanket, and so it like
no
it, like so
oh
it's almost
God,
like
this is perfect for you.
I really soothes me. So if anything, like I really have anxiety.
Oh my God, it's so heavy. Oh my God, it's a beanbag. You're sleeping under a beanbag.
So it's almost like your legs up. I want you to feel how soothed you are. So it's really like, you know when you go to the dentist? You know when you go to the dentist
and they
put on when it's like, okay, it's time to get your x-rays. It's like a blanket version of it.
This is my night. This is a nightmare for
right.
Erin Foley. But it's so
you know how I sleep
cave.
Under a pile. I need a pile to soothe me.
You guys, little inside scoop. When Arden and I were in Nashville, and we're going to do it again in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Slumber
we were, party.
Best friends when Padgett's not around. It's slumber party.
Yeah.
And I look.
None
over,
of us can sleep in the same room with Padgett because she's too pretty.
Oh, she's too pretty. I'd just be up all night, like just, and she'd wake up, and I'd be brushing her hair.
I'd be nervous. I wouldn't be doing that. I would be anxiously sleeping, like as if I sleep like this anyway. Like, that's how I sleep all night. But then, like, if Padgett was there, I would be like, oh, please don't wake up and realize I'm not cool.
Arden, you're the coolest.
Is it because of my outfit that I'm wearing?
Right now she's wearing, I'm not even going to tell you what football team because she doesn't cheer for them. And then an FBI hat on, a New England Patriots.
Okay, my mom gave me this, Janet Marine from Little Compton Real Estate, for all your summer housing needs. She doesn't want to rent, buying. So somebody gave her this sweatshirt and it didn't fit over her marine titties, and so she got herself a bigger one. And I don't do sports, but I wore this because I knew it would anger you and I'd get a good episode.
You guys, I was feeling quite tired. I've been working all day.
Yeah, sure.
It's 10:20 at night.
Yeah.
I go over to a neighbor Arden's house.
Yeah, sure.
I'm feeling, as you said, a little tired.
Yeah.
And I walk in and she's got a New England Patriots hoodie on.
And an FBI hat.
And an FBI hat on. I said, from the waist up, you look like a Trump supporter.
Well, that brings me to, you know how
But you're right, it woke me right up.
You know how I'm always begging people to like us on Facebook and iTunes?
Yes.
Well, we're very well liked. And we got two new reviews last week. Now, here's the thing. So we got two new ratings. One of them, most recent, listen to these two we got.
Okay.
One of them, somebody texted me. I got to make sure this is supposed to be airplane mode. So why is that coming through? One of them, 5 stars.
Yeah.
From K Swatko. I miss the podcast more than The Bachelor. Everyone here on here is so funny. Such a fun escape from my day that makes me laugh out loud. Thank you so much. That came right after we got one-star review.
Ooh.
And it's called Horrible. Okay?
Oh, fantastic.
From Sense Manboy. And he wrote, come for Bachelor talk, leave because the first episode review starts with political crap. Even if you agree with who the hell wants more political, also the host sounds like a hyena getting dipped in boiling hot lava. Here's the thing. I appreciate...
What political talk?
Is it like you in the future coming saying I look like a Trump supporter?
We don't ever talk politics.
I don't know what episode he thinks he heard, but I do not appreciate being called a hyena getting dipped in boiling hot lava. So I'm going to drink.
His handle sounds like he sounds like a psychopath.
But this makes me feel like this is the episode that he heard. He heard. Bannon shouldn't have written that book. Like, what fuck? What is he here?
Oh, whatever.
Anyway, here we go. We're getting going. Let's just get down to it. All right, you sit across from me now.
Well, let me just 30 seconds. When we were sharing a room in the hotel, I look over and she said she does like to burrow. But, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm not fucking around.
She was under a doubled up comforter, any blanket we could find. And then I took the two bathrobes out of the closet and I put it on top of her.
I love a pile.
And she was under a pile. So this blanket is heaven.
It's perfect for me. Even with Ambien, sometimes it doesn't work. But at least if it's just the blanket, maybe I won't do online shopping and Ambien Santa, a.k.a. the UPS man, doesn't come to visit. Ambien Santa. I didn't have Ambien Santa the other day. I woke up and there were like crumbs. I had like an Ambien snack in the middle.
Really? You don't remember eating?
I do remember at the time. I was like, I need this. But I didn't logically realize in the middle of the night that I needed like a fucking snack.
Like a crumb cake?
I needed a crumb cake. I had I bake my Tuesday crumb cakes. The reason we're doing this here, the next few weeks are going to be tricky. I'm actually grateful to be employed, but I'm working a lot in Atlanta, and I'm getting picked up at 7 in the morning to go back to Atlanta. So that's why my best friend, Erin, came over, and I put on my outfit that woke you right up.
It did.
So this sweatshirt's made by Alyssa Milano. I need to get, what team, what do you want me to wear?
York Football Giants.
The New York
football. We're 1-89.
The New York football Giants.
Yeah, and like a medium.
No, I mean for one of us, for each of us. I'll get us the Giants.
Yeah, wait, you're working with Alyssa, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get Giants stuff.
Yeah.
Can I get Red Sox?
I think you... Are you out of your mind?
I don't know. I'm from Rhode Island. So are you.
Well, New York first.
All right, so you sit across from me, because I'm not going to be under this blanket. And I don't know how, I actually got hot. This is from later when I'm freaking out.
Well, I'm drinking under an army blanket.
When I start to panic, then you can give me a dental x-ray in a moment. Do you need cold water? I can pause it.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Ready to rock. Let's do this.
Here we go. So we're starting out. They're trying to make him seem like a bad boy, you know? They're like, the fucking motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's like they're trying to make a realtor sexy.
Yeah, and you know what? When I heard Scottsdale, not to get political, Seth Mann, child boy.
Ow! Who put this?
No offense to the residents of Scottsdale, but they're all boring and white and conservative.
I will say, I actually like doing stand-up in Scottsdale.
I hate doing stand-up in Scottsdale. Why do you like
Scottsdale? I like the place that
But it is cookie cutter.
I like doing, they're nice to me there. They like me, and so I like them. I like Scottsdale. And you know what? Scottsdale's always been nice to me. It's really cute, and they have a really good breakfast place where I can get a bowl that has cheese, rice, and eggs in it.
Anyway.
Okay.
Ari's the like I said, Scottsdale was like, it was perfect because he's like the white, good-looking frat boy from Scottsdale.
Well, I love that it also started out. They put a falcon up top. It wasn't our falcon, but there was a falcon that they had like on the side of the road. Was it an eagle or a falcon?
I think I was thinking about Scottsdale.
Okay, so he's the bad boy on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I noticed while they're all waiting to hear what happens, Becca, who comes up again later with the short hair Becca.
Right, right, right.
She had on like a little tank top, and boy, were her headlights on. Did you notice that?
I did.
Her headlights are wicked on.
They were. I'm
weirded out when I see your titty tips.
Yeah.
That's the official medical term, right?
Titty tips.
Oh my God, I'm hot and I don't have a shirt on under my... Okay. I'm boiling.
Yeah, is the heat on?
No, but we were under a weighted blanket. We were under a weighted blanket drinking tea and I'm dressed as in a Trump outfit. Here we go. Now I'm topless. Ooh, how you like me now, guy who hates my voice? I'm topless. Titty tips.
I knew I was gay when I said, give me those titty tips.
I want to put my mouth
on your titty tips.
And then when I was 13 years old, my titty tips grew and I had to go get my first training bra.
And I said, Carl, get your hands off my titty tips.
My titty tips are, ooh, you're making my titty tips. My titty tips are all like, so...
And then my titty tips decided to vote. Should we get political, Seth?
Ow! It's boiling. It's so boiling.
It's so hot in here.
It's so hot in here.
You're going to love the t-shirt that I have on.
What
you ready?
Wearing?
You ready?
Should I get us cold
this
water?
This is so gay.
I'm going to pause this. Wait, what are you wearing?
My Hope Solo jersey.
Oh, my God. Your Hope Solo, not Han Solo. Hope Solo of the American women's soccer team.
Yes, she is brothers. I mean, she is a sister to Han Solo.
Oh, my God. I wish I made out with a young Han Solo.
Yeah, I wish I made out with Hope Solo like this past weekend.
Young Han Solo is the carpenter Harrison Ford.
And Hope Solo is a goalie for the U.S. Women's National Team until she had a little bit of a domestic violence issue and she was kicked off the team. We're back!
Wait, did she hit someone?
She did.
That's exciting!
She
exciting!
Did.
Wait a minute!
She did. Still love her. She's the greatest goalie of all time.
Did she hit a guy or a girl?
She hit her nephew.
No.
But listen,
way.
There was a lot going on. It wasn't completely her fault. She did apologize.
She hit her. How old is her nephew?
Like 18 or 19.
She's
a little bit of a trash ball upbringing.
She like Tanya Harding'd her whole family, but...
No, not that bad. But it wasn't great.
Well, Tanya didn't actually do it herself. If you've seen I, Tanya, it wasn't her idea.
And yeah, it was Jeff Galooly.
I'm getting us cold water. I'm pausing it. And we're back. You know, we're doing this as we should be doing this, surrounded by cats.
Surrounded by cats, a goalie t-shirt on, a Marine, or a Justice Department hat.
An FBI hat.
FBI hat.
Okay, so then he's like the bad boy, and Beckett's got her headlights on. And I like, just overall this episode, just like an overall review, I liked him more than I wanted. I find him kind of goofy and sweet. I don't fully trust him, but I find him to be charming.
I think he's just, here's what I like about him first. He's charming. I think he seems, at least he has respect for the women and
he likes women.
He likes women.
Yeah.
I also think like the way he handled himself when some of the cray cray came out
on
a whole bunch of different women, which I found so entertaining.
Yeah,
he handled himself really well.
Yeah.
It's just the kissing. I can't. It's so bad. There's got to be a noise we can come up with every time.
Like he physically kind of is my his personality isn't, but I like tall guys with dark hair.
Yeah.
Watching him kiss is such a turnoff.
It's such a turnoff.
It's so like.
And you're like, it's like cringeworthy.
It's like lapping a bowl of milk.
And he comes in on like a weird angle, almost like he's like doing a camera shot kiss.
God. I had that when I did Hung and I had to kiss Thomas Jane, who was actually very nice, but like I noticed, like I kept turning my head to kiss him like a normal, and then he kept kind of going the same direction, and then I realized like, oh, he's finding his angle. Like, that's
Don't you think?
Like, he knew his angles.
Yeah. That's what it feels like with Ari. He knew his
TV kissing angles.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. Again, overall, and we'll get into more specifics, and this will be a shorter episode because my queen is not a night owl, and she's so sweet to come over here. It was fascinating how they were like, oh, you know what? Single mom Chelsea's not the villain. We're going to have Crystal be the villain. Like they just switcheroo'd the villains on us.
I think, but more airtime they'll be like trying to villain out. And then we got hot bibs. We got bibs rolling in for like bronze medal villain.
Oh, titty tips?
Bibiana.
Oh, Bibiana. Yeah. Who last week I said had a drifter in her trunk.
Yeah, she's sweet. I call her my sweet baby Bibs because I thought we lost her to the toilet at one point.
Oh
I was
my God,
like,
sweet baby Bibs. She was the equivalent of the Vanessa who won with Nick. Like, she can't roll with the game.
She can't roll with the game, but also I thought it was so entertaining how she was like, I gotta get time, I can't get time. And meanwhile, she was not even standing up.
No, it was amazing.
It was hysterical.
Okay, so here we go. So then we have So then Chelsea says, I got to talk to Ari later, because Ari, anybody, she could not, she was so excited to be called mysterious. She kept referring to it.
Oh my God.
Ari believes I'm a little mysterious. I'm so excited to tell him just why. Let me tell you, and when we get the deadness in his eyes when she revealed her mystery, it was like anti-Viagra.
Oh my God.
Full-blown boner killer.
His butt went up a little bit because his dick tucked under his butt and then it was like a booster seat. Mystery went out of the room.
Yeah, his dick popped out of his head. He was like, hung like a duck in a turtle. He just like, he fucked himself taller and
fat. So bad.
Okay. Oh, we'll get there. Okay, so first one up, this was a creepy date. Becca K.
I like her though.
Love her.
Yeah.
She was well, and I, part of me feels like the producers were like, we know you keep getting called a dirt ball. We're going to pick a classy one for you up top that you still find attractive and would fuck if he had to, but like, yeah, we're going to make you look elegant.
Yeah. Didn't you think that he was playing the role of like, oh, I'm going to give you what you don't have?
Richard Gere and Pretty Woman.
Total Richard Gere, Pretty Woman. The first one's like, I was like, is she Tiny Tim? Like, no. Why is she getting all this stuff? Like, she's fine.
The one who really needed it was fucking Crystal. Like, she's, you know, yeah, she's the one who's like, has nothing. You
well,
know?
Because then he gave her, like, the sense of home.
Oh, my
and
God.
Parents.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're right.
So he was
it's
giving
like a gift of the Magi.
Yeah. That's our episode title. It's Total Gift of the Vagi. He's like, okay, you're from Minnesota, so obviously you have nothing. And you're like, what?
It was like, you're from Minnesota, so you need to dress like a Kardashian. Like, by the way, I actually really liked the Rachel Zoe dresses,
yeah,
but there was something so creepy. He'd just been like, I want to spoil you. I saw you from Minnesota. I see you, Minnesota. I want to spoil you.
She has like a job and she lives in a cool state. I like Minnesota. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, give her stuff. She has like no clothing to wear.
And then like the biggest hooker Louboutins, like the grossest loose that had like spikes all over them.
Oh my God. And then at the end it's like, you can keep the earrings. Like, oh, thank you, kind sir. I'm like, palm the whole thing.
Dude, you can keep, it was the tag. It was
it
like,
was so, t- it was
I
so
went to
weird.
College with a lot of people from Minnesota. None of them would wear any. I mean,
yeah.
Prince would have worn all that.
Prince would have worn.
If you've been on a date with Prince would have loved this.
You're not going to step out in St. Paul with that outfit?
Yeah, unless you're Prince.
You know what I felt like when she came back with all the gowns and the. I was like, that's the feeling I get when I leave Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, it would be like me coming back with a lot of high tops and jerseys.
Ooh, it'd be like me coming back with lots of IKEA items in the marketplace. I got the Flurger Burger and the Schnagerbach and the Schnigeldar.
Oh, and 17 Allen wrenches.
I got all the Allen wrenches and all the candles. Okay, wait a minute. I love the... Okay, so then they were... Before we get to the date, which we're already on, when the girls were like, oh, she gets to hang on him. And then Chelsea, numerous times during the episode, basically is like, basically, I'm into S&M or whatever. She goes, I love the adrenaline of putting myself behind something that's more powerful than myself.
Like a washing machine?
like find a plane? Side note, who did she date? Lori told us. Paget's rival. Who was the sports figure, the Patriot that she dated?
Oh, Julian Edelman, I think.
And Lori also told us the taxidermy person drank, like, donkey jizz or something.
Oh, the taxi Kendall was on another reality show.
She drank, like,
show.
Fear Factor. She drank some form of jizz.
And also, Julian Edelman plays for the Patriots. And I know everyone thinks he's, like, a hot number. He's a really good football player. But he's at least once, if not twice, been, like, arrested for some sort of battery.
Like Hope Solo?
Well... Hope only had it one time.
Fair enough. At least it was her relative. Okay, so then So then how about Chelsea, not Chelsea, Crystal freaking out in her whisper, my dad got into a motorcycle accident.
Was that Crystal?
That was Crystal. Oh. I've had friends that have lost body parts. And I love somebody looking at her going, well, good thing it wasn't you on the date. Like, I loved that interaction.
I didn't realize that was Crystal.
That was Crystal. She was all upset because her dad got into a bad motorcycle accident. She said, now granted, I wouldn't like to be on a motorcycle date.
Yeah.
But I'm not. But I also sleep under a weighted dental blanket.
I just think
I'm not a thrill seeker.
I just think like if your first reaction, yeah. It seems like some of these women, their first reaction is like absolute terror, yeah. Doom and gloom.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you're gone. Like you're gone.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Gotta,
yeah.
Oh, that's what you just said before. You have to roll.
You
with
have
it.
When we get. I can't wait to get to the bumper reenactment. Okay, so then they go on this date. They go into this thing. They walk into this house before the. There's two lobster tails, basically, like butt fucking each other, like up on the counter, and they walk in. Like two lobster tails standing up. I wish she'd just gone over and ripped into it and started eating the lobster tails.
That would have been absolutely amazing. I think like some of the people have been on the show for so long, some of the producers, that they like put things in just to make themselves laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like some of the stuff you're like, oh my God, that's fucking hilarious.
It was creepy, the whole thing of like, I want you to keep all of it. He didn't ask her one question. They just kept saying, I know, I'm just thinking of such pretty eyes. It was like the whole
There
extent.
Was no depth. I like her a lot.
I do too, I like
but
her a lot.
I just felt like, oh, this will be...
He doesn't want a boner. Like he's a dirty dog.
He's a dirty dog, and you can tell like his body language changes like so quickly.
He's like Nick.
And you can see that from other shows, like when people just have the chemistry. I just didn't think they had like
no,
the chemistry.
No, the little short hair Becca. He just wants to. Like,
oh my God!
Get at it with. He did want to get out of a Chelsea until he propped himself.
Oh my
up.
God! He was like, "I'm so attractive. What, you have a thrill?"
Then the corpse of Neil Lane sent over a box of diamonds, which was amazing. And then watching them kiss again was so disgusting.
Yeah, I felt like they were just, it meant more to her.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like phoning it in.
It did feel like he was like, I'm going to start off really
yes.
classy.
Yeah.
So that America likes me so that then I can.
It felt very like kind of produced and classy.
Yeah.
Not a lot of chemistry,
elegant,
but she's great.
She's a good choice. She's wifey material.
Yeah, she'll go for like another couple weeks
she was
and
very
then I'll
coy.
Cut her.
She's
I liked
a
her.
Lovely lady. I mean,
I'm thumbs up. I'm a big fan.
He would be lucky to have her.
Yeah.
But I don't. No. I don't know if she would be lucky to get him.
Yeah.
And I like him. So then Crystal. So then she comes back in with all the bags. Everyone has resting bitch face when
yeah.
she comes in.
She called it. She was like, I was more nervous to come back in with
she
all this
was
stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
A good thing with her, any other girl walking in, like, oh my God, I got the lubes. Like, she played it as. Sweetly as you could.
I think she's great. I mean, it would be like me walking in with all the jerseys and high tops to another 20 lesbians, and I would be like, oh my God, they're gonna attack me.
Then they would.
They will rip the jersey from my hands.
Oh my God.
You know lesbos.
You know they're crazy.
They're cray cray.
Are they like hyenas? I only know hyenas. One star, horrible.
Fuck you.
Come for the bachelor, leave for the political.
Oh,
what are you talking
about?
I can't
even.
Okay. So then her dad passed away. He had brain cancer.
Oh, that story was heartbreaking.
It was
yeah.
so sad. She was so sweet. And
but again, she's so eloquent about
she
it.
She was so sweet and poised and articulate. And then it felt so gross. It was like, you can keep the ear. Like, it felt so
yeah.
sugar daddy.
It did.
Like, thanks. Sorry about your dad, but here's a pair of Neil Lane, like, you know, topaz. To, like, they're not the diamonds, but it'll make you feel better.
I know. It really felt, you're right, it was Pretty Woman. It felt so Pretty Woman.
Oh, and she wasn't asking for it. She's like, oh, okay.
But also, it's like, you know, like her like, background wasn't like, hello, I live
yeah.
in Lazy Susan, I eat lipstick, and
yeah.
then he takes her out. She's like, she's a job,
she's a
and she lives in...
She's a publicist.
She's a publicist, and she lives in, like, Minneapolis or Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah, she's adorable.
You know what I mean?
She's
like, so,
so
put together.
Yeah, she's lovely.
It's not like, you know, you got, like, Dobie the house elf, you know, and you're like, you need to throw home stuff.
Dobie the house elf. Yeah, for sure. So then we have... And then I loved at the end, he was like, I really like that Becca. She's just so funny. I'm like, she was a lot of things.
Yeah.
So funny. How low is your bar?
Then he said something weird, like, because I said to my sister, what did you, it was something like, I like that she had the confidence or like the, like stepping out of her comfort zone and was, and to be funny or something. I was like, well, women can't be funny. Like, it was so weird.
It definitely, as two gals who are silly gals are like,
yeah. Ah. I was like, okay, well, none of this was funny. You know, I don't think anybody has a sense of humor.
You know who's funny? The editors.
The editors are amazing.
Okay. So then we get to one more one-on-one. Crystal, she made me sad. And at the beginning, I was rooting for Crystal.
Can I just say something terrible?
Yeah, please.
The limo pulled up, and he was like, I was surprised for Crystal. And I was like, we found your brother.
Oh my God, is that what you thought?
Yeah. No, not really. Oh, and then I just said it out loud. My sister's like, no. It made me laugh really hard.
Well, I looked at her, and I wanted to hug her, like, the outfit that she put together with, like, the wrap around the neck. Like it was, she was so cute, but it was, like, a little trashy, going to meet the family. Like,
there were so many things wrong with this. First of all, her story is absolutely heartbreaking, and you want to cheer for her the whole time.
Yeah, she was sweet. I liked her in the beginning. Padgett was always on her.
But she...
Padgett was always on her.
She, Padgett by the end of the... Yeah, we're like,
Padgett
no.
Padgett was texting all night, and I was only at the part where she told the horrible story about her brother, and Padgett's texting a photo of that thing, just saying, this bitch. I mean, what is it? Namaste, this namaste. It's like, oh, Padgett. Now, granted...
It's... You know what it is? When someone's, like, she almost has, like... You know, in L.A., when you meet a lot of people that are like, listen, it's this tone. Listen, I'm really thankful for all these opportunities I get. And then, you know, that they're stepping over everybody in their heels. She has that crazy little quality, that voice.
Oh, no.
Well, where it's too precious.
Well, I think sometimes when you have damage early on.
Yeah, it's that voice.
Like, mega damage that happened really early on. And yeah. Then it gets stuck in. Amanda, the single mom, has that.
Yeah.
Wait, now, granted, I have a funky voice. I'm aware that I have a crazy voice. But there's something sometimes when, like, girls get caught in, like, a little girl thing that I think just...
Okay, it's trouble.
So Padgett texted, I think she's a lying namaste secret queen, is what Padgett texted when they're on their nice day. And a part of me was like, oh, Padgett. And then as the episode went on, I was like, oh, she's right.
Yeah. No, there's just...
Do you think she's lying? I feel like she... Oh, the comforter story was terrible. She saved her money to buy the comforter, like, when she was 9. And her brother is terrible.
I just don't think you drop all of that... Like, on your first date.
But you also don't go meet your guy's parents on their first date.
The whole thing was so crazy. Isn't this like the second season in a row where all of a sudden it's a hometown date?
Yeah,
like, on the second date?
It's weird.
Why? It's the whole home, I'm going to take care of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to make you fall in love with me.
Let's find the most broken one. You don't have a home.
You don't have a home, so I'm going to give you a home.
The producer's made, I mean, yeah. It was interesting. We saw his apartment, which looked like a Hyatt. Like, with race car helmets.
Just boring.
But, like, I did find his videos very cute.
I just also think he likes to talk about himself.
He did a
like
lot of
like, home videos.
I know. The first date, Becca, he was talking about being a race car driver. And then he goes, oh, I did a lot of racing events. And then she goes, oh, I heard you can change my oil. And he's like, uh-huh, back to my racing events.
Yeah,
It was like, he really likes...
He's like, I can do everything. And then back to me.
Yeah, and as I was saying about myself.
But you play your home videos and you know that this woman had the world's worst childhood.
Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
But that also might just be full producer.
It was full producer, but also that it was just like really manipulative.
Oh my God, it was all, yeah. Do you think that was Ari or do you think that was all behind the scenes?
No, it was probably behind the scenes, but I think he interpreted like, oh, I'm going to take care of her.
He didn't know that he was going to have to fuck his own ass in the next day. Here's the thing. You're right.
You don't drop that many bombs, though. Like, if on her, like,
no,
if
it was, it was a full panty dropper of, like, here's home. This would be our home if we lived together.
Yeah.
The home. This is me as a boy. Here's my fam. They've been together 30. Okay, so when Mika, his mom.
Oh, wow.
Met her, they kind of look the same.
Yeah. Rob had a good text, right? Did he say?
I think
Rob said the Crystal and the mom are the same person.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, he did. What did he say? He said,
it's further
Crystal, down. Yeah, Rob, Crystal and his mom are the same person.
It really, Yeah, she's got those lips.
Those lips. Those lips.
It's a good batch mom. You know what I mean?
She's perfect. She's just, a good... I told you that last week.
Right.
I told you because Brian's mom, and then you have also JoJo's mom.
Yeah, she's a good batch mom.
She's a great batch mom because Nick's was too reasonable and sweet.
Yeah.
And Rachel's family was elegant.
Yeah.
So this is a great... We need a more crazy family.
Yeah.
So then I did find him saying... If we got married, this is what we could put that there. If we got married, this is what life would feel like. And I worked at that Pizza Hut, and it was cute. Like, that's where the art nerds were. Like, I was an art nerd. Right? The photo album. Grandpa was a racer. He's the third generation. How about the photos from the 70s of those racer dads?
And then him with his cute little hair.
His blonde hair.
I just think these moments are kind of lost because Crystal's a little cray-cray. Yeah. I don't find her genuine. And now we know where he lives. All these endearing like photos and which you should share with someone that you're in love with.
Yeah, exactly.
So now it's like, oh, I'm going to share it with someone else in 6 weeks.
Like, not even 3 weeks.
You know what I mean?
Weeks.
3.5 weeks.
How about the old photos of Mika? With every photo, she had a side ponytail.
Oh, my God, Mika.
That's me if I'd been born in Scottsdale.
That's so Scottsdale.
Dude, I would fully rock a side pony if I was in Scottsdale. So then we have... he goes, what about your family? And then she took a huge sip of wine. And I felt that she was articulate and sweet. I grew up in a less traditional family. I mean, like,
she started slow and then dropped in a full tsunami.
My parents didn't want me. She saved up her money to buy the comforter. Her little brother, it was the worst story.
It was the worst story.
The hospital, he'd been attacked. He was living on the streets. His skin was leathered. His hair was singed. Like... And then he was so sweet with her. When she was like, you're not scared of that? And he was like, I bought you because I knew you would be a light for my mom. That all of this is okay. I mean, like, he nailed his landing with her.
Yeah. Here's my thing.
Tell me everything.
Let's say this is real life, right? You have, like, a real sweet date with someone. And he's doing this. And he's showing you, not home or family, whatever.
Yeah.
But let's say, like, it's a kick-ass date,
right?
And then he presents himself in a really great way, and you have dinner, and you're like, let me tell me about your family. no, right? You don't go.
Yeah.
A broken home, nobody wanted me, the comforter.
You do a little mystery.
You just do one little dollop.
It's
a little complicated. My parents got divorced when we were little, so it was just a little bit of a harder upbringing.
Yeah.
And then date number 89, maybe when I get the ring on, you're like, okay, let me tell you about the bus
story. Yeah, you're right.
You never drop.
You're right. You start it. You don't lay it all out.
No. That's a fucking sinkhole.
You're right.
Literally, the land was just... Brrr.
Yeah, you're right.
She did full sinkhole.
Everybody has shit.
Everybody's got shit. You don't drop it on date one.
If anybody's out there listening for dating advice, you temper it out.
Oh, my God.
Appetizer,
small portions.
Yeah, you do a little bit. You go, oh, it's complicated.
It's a tapas date.
Yeah, exactly.
Small plates.
News, weather, sports. You dole
News,
it
weather,
out.
Sports.
You dole it out. That's like month 3.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
when
like
it starts to get, like, before you're like, oh my God, maybe I love this person.
Yeah. You do it, you dole it out slowly.
No, slowly.
And everyone has shit, guys. Everyone has shit.
My
you
God.
Dole it out slowly.
Slowly.
Well, you know what saved this date, though? Connor DeBurgerman. Dude! But you want to be like,
I was like, we got our first
Connor
random
and he was,
singer.
And then he had to say, oh my God, Connor Dwermit's the great.
Oh my, I thought it was one of my favorite moments.
Now granted, I know I have a weird last name. Again, I know I have a weird voice.
Yeah.
I know I have an unusual last name. Connor Dwermit.
I literally was like, it's like rural juror. That's
rural
all
juror.
I think about is rural juror when we get Connor Dwermit.
It's rural juror of like singer-songwriters. How come we can't get Rob on with his band?
Well, we need to.
I tried. I tried to get Rob and I to go to Mexico, and Rob was going to be the band, and we were going to be Danielle's spiritual advisor. But the hook to get them to say yes was that Rob was going to be the band that played when she was slow dancing with life.
Who is Connor Dwermit?
Connor Dwermit? I don't know, but...
I literally was
he's
like...
He's no Cranberries that Nick and Caitlin dry humped to in a church in Ireland.
True. True.
So then they go outside. They have the marquee lit up. That their names are on the marquee. And then we get to the demo derby. Oh.
This, I loved every second of this date.
This was, I loved
Could be my favorite group date of all time.
It was a great group date.
It was a fantastic group date.
I loved the Wiener Arkansas girl so much.
She was great.
Okay, so let's talk about Annalise. So she's the mask girl. She's so fucking great. Freaking out.
So great.
This is the best. This is, that she had a traumatic. She was freaking out. And part of me was like, oh my gosh, she was like in a terrible car.
Yeah, yeah.
Like.
Which I'll give you.
Yeah, no, if you were like, I got T-boned and I have a metal rod in my back and I actually just learned how to walk again, so I can't do this.
Yeah.
Fine. You know what? That's
totally.
Fine. You go judge with Chris Harrison and the guy.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
When she's like, in this mirror. And then the edit of the bumper cars with the carnival music.
Oh my
and
God.
The traumatized child is like, I'm in the middle and then where's the music? And everybody's bumping me. And I loved Jenny. I know Jenny was only...
I think I picked Jenny to win it all.
I love Jenny. I mean, Jenny's the way... Jenny, if you're listening to this...
Jenny's comments were amazing.
Jenny, if you're listening to this, you may have had a short run on The Bachelor, but you had a memorable fucking episode.
A very memorable episode for Jenny.
She goes, a bumper car trauma, and you can't stop crying. We all want one-on-one time. Crying's not the way to get it. It worked. And then she goes, it's not going to stop me from hitting her car one more time, trauma. Oh, so good.
And also the first edit was so great because he's saying like...
I'll protect you.
Well, no, even before that, right before that, he goes, he's presenting like the segment and he's like, you know, I just want to look for, he's like, you know, I know it's a little bit different, but I just, you know, I just want these women, like whoever has fun with it and just goes with it. That's what I'm going to be looking for. And then they cut and she's like, hey,
Alex. Oh my God.
Bumper. I was like, amazing edit.
When she was getting interviewed on the side and she's like, okay, I'm going to do it and we'll grin about it. Oh my God, the fire, whatever.
Big firing signatures here.
Dude.
She's the worst. This is what you're tripping out. It's your first group date.
Now, I have a permanent neck injury from Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't have been able to do that. Like, my spine is permanently crooked. But that's, I think you can legitimately say that.
I literally on my...
I couldn't do it. My neck couldn't do it.
I literally wrote down, demo cars, my back and my getting older, back neck 20s versus 40s. In your 20s, you go, I'm going to get in the car. I don't give a fuck.
That's how I have the neck injury.
And then herniated discs, 20s.
Yeah, 20s. That's how I have
crappy neck, bad back. I'm like, oh, I can't do it now. I'm like, oh, kill me. I'm old. But
you know I got a blood clot on my crotch doing the worm over
well,
the
that's,
over
that's just a gold medal
to
story.
DeVoe.
It's the story I repeat the most about you.
Okay.
But it did look fun, but her breakdown for fucking demo cars.
Yeah, it was so
I'm
amazing.
Like, you should be able to cut people immediately. That's what makes the show more fun. He used to go right over and go, bye-bye.
Oh my God, it was so... Yeah, it was...
Cut her. She's bye, Annalise. Bye.
It
bye.
Was also like, the way she handled it, we're both 400 years old. I mean,
yeah.
Injuries. But we look 21.
We look fantastic.
We're not 400.
Yeah.
We're 28.
Yeah.
When we were 21, I think you could just be like, you know what? I have an injury. But you don't go,
You don't go, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you're done. Like all of a sudden you're like, okay, she's done.
She's done.
Just get her off.
She's done.
Bye-bye.
So then... But then, and then this motherfucker gets in there, and she starts T-boning everyone.
She does a line of coke off the bumper,
and then goes
you crazy.
You can't T-bone.
She's the worst.
Oh, protect me. And then she was T-boning everyone, crushing girls like it's her job.
And then she was like, I wouldn't do it again. I did like the commentary with Chris Harrison.
I liked
and whoever
it too.
I thought that was hilarious and fun. And then the dig.
I loved it.
The dig on Ari was like. Oh, maybe this will be the one road Ritchie wins.
The one thing he wins on, like, a racetrack.
Yeah, I was
Is he
brutal.
That driver?
Brutal.
Is he just, like, Generation 3? He was like, sorry, hon, here's your realtor license.
Here's 4 years. You can just do what you want. We have the money for it and then get a job.
Here's a yellow blazer.
I thought the commentary was fun. I like every single person but Annalise. I mean, the other one put herself in the hospital. She was killing it so much.
Bibiana was on fire. Oh, yeah. She fucking put herself in the hospital because she couldn't stop. CN was the champ.
She's stunning.
She's stunning.
She's too good for him.
She's too good.
She's too good for him.
He knows it.
Yeah.
Tia, second place, sucks dick.
She's great.
And then he drank milk.
That's the thing. You know that in NASCAR, right?
No.
So that's,
I hate milk.
And I thought she was just like, I thought that's the thing in NASCAR. Whenever they win a race, they chug milk.
Ew.
I know.
I don't like milk.
I literally was like,
can I chug Greek yogurt?
No.
Okay. I like that they're like, Britney's sick. It's like, oh, you mean she has whiplash?
She has a concussion.
Sick? She's not sick.
She's not. Oh, I just did demo derby and I got a cold.
I fucking killed it at demo derby. I don't feel so good.
I think I have a sinus infection from the demo derby.
So then Chelsea is like, I just have to pull him. I'm so psyched to be. Oh, and then she said again, I'm so psyched to be mysterious. You're not mysterious if you say the phrase, I'm so psyched to be mysterious.
I'm sorry.
I know I'm not mysterious. I'm a lot of things. I'm not mysterious.
I
sleep under a weighted blanket. That's not mysterious.
She's such a, just the saying so mysterious soothing. Is so funny to me.
So soothing.
Like, I just wanted her to, like, you got to come with a cape on or, like, a fan.
So mysterious.
Or just, like, a ch.
With her fucking plump lip, the meanest girl in Maine. I want to stop and give a plug again. If anybody has anxiety, you can't sleep. Now, I'm going to be real with you. The 25-pounder is a little heavy.
It's really heavy.
It might be too
heavy. Have you slept with
it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
are you sleeping better?
Well, it's really hot. So I would say I'd recommend maybe a 15-pounder.
Okay.
I have to tell you, though, it really calms me down. It really, every cell in my body is like, oh, I'm going to be okay. If I could bring this into auditions with me, should I? Maybe I should wear a good dress out of it.
Maybe a slanket. There are slankets.
Oh my god, it's so.
It's really heavy.
I'm afraid my cat's gonna piss on it and then it's just fucked. They're not cheap. So if you only need like a 10-pounder, maybe you don't have as much anxiety as me, but it works. I didn't want to say like it's legitimately like, I'm like, ooh.
You're gonna have to ship it to San Francisco.
I'll just sleep under all of your belongings.
Okay.
Okay, so then she says, again, I'm psyched to be mysterious.
Oh.
What led me to be mysterious? I can't wait to tell him. And then she apologized to him. I need to apologize for you. You're not the only guy in my life. There's another guy in my life. And he's about to make your dick go up your ass. A 3-year-old named Sammy. And she was like, oh. And then afterwards she goes, again, it was her whole, like, power thing. I love seeing how strong he became in that moment. It's just like, stop it.
Desperado.
She's
terrible.
She's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I know we covered this last week, but, like, having a 3-year-old is not mysterious.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, I love kids. I'm sure her little one is adorable.
Yeah.
I think being a mother is fantastic. But it's not mysterious. It's the opposite of mysterious.
No.
It's like a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hate to use the word baggage, but it's a huge thing.
It's huge.
It's like you're dragging in.
Well, it's also like, because he clearly had like just like boner fever, like,
yeah.
And, like, that's a wonderful thing, but that's not, like...
She set herself up for failure.
I know. And when she goes, you know what makes me mysterious? She shouldn't have done it right then.
I squeezed a little one out of my vagina.
Oh, you know I date 18-year-olds, right? I'm all right. Okay.
You know what makes me mysterious? A 9-pounder came out of my vajayjay.
You know what I love? When she went back to the girls, and she was like, I need Disney. That was fine. It's not my mother. And then somebody was like, you know what?
Indian lady.
I love that. She was great. She was like, she shot down the mother shit to the point where she actually, whether it was an editor or not, she actually stopped talking.
Yeah.
She won. Like it was like,
I thought she was great. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. The pretty Indian lady. She, who it seems like has the personality of a napkin.
But she did great.
She had a great moment.
And her name is Marique. Okay.
She won that battle.
Okay, so then CN or Sienna?
I think it's CN.
CN pulls him outside.
Yeah.
She went to fucking Yale.
Yeah.
Dude.
I literally was like, I love everything about her.
And I don't like when people let you know immediately when they go to Yale, Harvard, or something. But if you're on The Bachelor, you have to. Because that actually makes you go, oh, wow. And when you could see him be like, I worked at Pizza Hut and she went to Yale. Like, you could see him realize, oh, okay.
I'll give you Yale versus, you know, I have to buy my own comforter and my parents didn't love me.
Yale, that is hard to get into. We discussed that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then... somebody said to him, you know, it's a Monday, a night at home in my sweatpants. Now, granted, that is like all I ever want to do and be under my weighted blanket and my sweatpants watch The Bachelor. That's why I have a Bachelor podcast.
Yeah.
But like, you don't lead.
No, you don't lead with the sweats.
Again, if this is people, I fucking love my sweatpants. I answered the door in my best outfit for hair.
Sweats.
But like, under a weighted blanket. You don't let people know that until like month 8.
Listen, it's also just like so understood.
Yeah.
Like if someone...
you get there, but you want eight months of like night on the town.
The mystery isn't I have a baby or I'm comfortable in sweats.
Oh my God.
The mystery is like, give me 2 cocktails and see what happens. Not like, I got my pajamas on at 8 p.m. Like,
dude,
no.
Dude, you're absolutely right.
You cannot slip in.
No, give me 2 cocktails and see what happens. I can't wait. We're going to do karaoke again.
We got to do drunken karaoke.
I wish Nick Thune was going to be there.
He was
so fucking fun.
He was
outside
fun. He was fun.
We got to do karaoke the night before.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we have Bibiana. Let's get to your favorite part.
I love me some bibs,
she's
man.
She's done.
I'm all about bibs.
It's also like a group date that's basically everyone but 4 people.
Yeah.
So she is, somebody goes, oh, give Bibiana, she was done. Someone goes, give her a hug. And she goes, no, nobody fucking touch me. And then that was amazing. And then she stormed off. And then in the meantime, Becca, with her short hair and her lip plump and her beige turtleneck, go outside for some of the grossest kissing I've ever seen.
Oh, I
don't trust her.
I don't trust her, but she's getting to top 3 for sure.
She's my number one pick.
He wants to bang her.
She's my number one pick.
She is your number one pick?
She's like 11 years old.
Yeah.
She is in acting class. She's not a nanny.
He'll be her nanny.
She wears beige. He wants to spoil her. She wears beige turtleneck.
Yeah.
When she said the phrase, I'm easy to please, I thought I was going to fucking throw up.
When she said I'm easy to please, easy to get along with, I'm low maintenance, whatever, I was like, okay, if you are, you don't say that. Mm. AKA hashtag stable genius.
No, I thought you were fucking crazy.
You don't say...
I'm easy. You don't announce it.
You don't. I mean, it's stable genius. It's...
What's stable genius?
That's when the president...
Of course.
I don't want to go into politics.
Oh,
but
I see,
when you say you're something, I'm mysterious. No, you're not.
I hadn't heard it phrased out of. I hadn't heard it just without any.
Yeah, I can't stop saying it.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I was like, you're not genuine. She's not genuine.
No, you're right. When you announce what you, I'm mysterious, I'm easy to please.
Nope, it's the opposite.
That's the opposite.
Keep going. Red flag. It's a red flag.
It's a red flag. So then with the gross nanny kiss, Cian got the rose. Brittany's hurt. He gave her the most hardcore thing.
I thought that was adorable.
He's very cute.
He's very charming.
So then again, the next night, they're at the rose ceremony. Becca's in some, like, her outfits, man. She's in some big, weird fur coat. And then they're like, where do you want to go? Front steps. I was like, oh, you're Corinne. You're kind of Corinne, but you have a better personality.
She has a touch of Corinne.
Like, she's not as much of a trash. She doesn't have a nanny.
Yeah.
She's, like, cooler than that. She's got short hair and climbs rocks and is a nanny. But, like, she is a nanny. She doesn't have a nanny, but it's just, like...
I quickly built this garden. And
like,
swings
where are we going to hide and go?
It was like,
oh, look, I have, here's the, oh, where did this bounce house and this whipped cream come from?
Yeah, totally. Totally. You're right. That's a good callback.
Because then he goes, I lead with chemistry, which was a disgusting phrase.
Ugh.
And then she said, I'm simple. I'm no drama. I'm easy to please.
Meanwhile,
red flag. I'm simple. I'm no drama. I'm easy to please.
At this point, he's so smitten that, like, I thought he was going to lean over with, like, a little pair of scissors and, like, take a lock of her hair.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, oh, just put her in the fantasy suite.
Oh, she's gone. Like, she's my top girl. She's in. So then Crystal's, meanwhile, pounding the wine again. She's got her titty lace-up red dress. She's talking to Chelsea, which is not the person you want. She's got bad, again, we need to get her to an Al-Anon meeting, but like, she's got to learn how to confide in the right person.
Yeah.
And then she goes, baby. She interrupts and pulls him aside. Hi, baby. She interrupts Bibiana.
Oh,
Bibiana,
you don't
finally
interrupt Bibs.
Oh my God, the bibs.
Bibs, like, I need my time. And like, putting the hair back and the earrings back. And yet, she finally, after 72 days, gets off the couch,
yeah,
goes get her mark. And the best when she talks to him, she reminds me of like a little, like a little sexy meatball. Like,
yeah,
she's just like in there, just like, let's fucking do this. Like, I feel like she leads with, like,
She's like a field hockey player.
Yeah, she's a little field hockey player. At one point, I was like, I think she needs to switch teams, but who
yeah,
knows?
No, she's tough. She's a little bit like a field hockey player.
Yeah, I feel like she gets to know people after she wrestles them to the ground. And then she's like, where did you grow up?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, she gets her personal information after she, like, gives them noogies.
Yes.
And, like, maybe does, like, a fake eyeball. Like, I'm going to take your eyeballs out.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
She's
my sexy little meatball.
So the meatball got interrupted,
yeah,
and then Crystal pulls him aside. She goes, did you miss me? And then she goes, I didn't even tell anyone that you took me to your house. I can't. And then
her
they
voice
were talking.
Is so terrible.
And then they were talking, and then he was talking to somebody, and he was like, oh, I have a dog. Oh, he's talking to Crystal. Like, I brought my dog with me. It's a mutt dog.
Oh, no, he's talking to Bibiana.
Oh, he's talking to the Bibs. And then, clearly the producers sent Crystal to interrupt because they knew this, it would ignite. It was almost like Taylor emotional intelligence
they needed,
and Corinne.
They needed
so
friend enemies.
So they were like,
enemies.
We're going to pit, it's going to be Corinne. Corinne and Taylor is now,
yeah,
the Bibs and Meatball.
Yeah.
Meatball and Corinne.
The best is, I think I might have gotten this wrong, but he was like, ask me anything.
I know.
And then she was like, anything. He's like, I brought my dog with me. Like,
oh my God.
Like, it was such forced conversation. Like,
yeah,
he only picked Bibs because of the frenemy. I mean, the enemy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they have,
yeah,
no,
yeah, no,
I mean,
he,
you
doesn't,
know,
he doesn't want to get in the bone zone with the meatball.
Oh, he doesn't.
I'd like
want
to
get in
the bone zone with a meatball because I love meatballs.
Oh.
But
yes,
not that meatball.
Not, yeah, my sweet little meatball.
Crystal might be a stage 5 clinger, particularly after the Scottsdale date.
Oh, Crystal will be right outside his window in Scottsdale.
Who's going to be crazier overall? Single mom, my secret is my veg, or is it going to be stage 5 clinger?
Oh, stage 5 clinger.
Yeah.
Because I think mom will just be like a, like, little bitchy, cold-hearted.
Yeah,
but
like
Crystal's like, you know,
broken, and she's like,
she
this
could,
is my answer.
She could literally, like, rent a vehicle and go through the front door with it. She's capable of fucking anything.
Yeah, you're right. So then Brianna, fake... Oh, okay, so then Bibiana. So then they,
yeah,
get in it. She goes, don't talk to me with your fake tone. If
loved
you
it,
really think I'm gonna fall for this la 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 la, I can't do her accent, you know, again.
Yeah.
You thought you did your thing, la 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 la. You have got to be kidding me. And then she goes, baby girl, it's not about checking in. It is about, if I am talking to my man.
If I'm talking to my man,
you need to check yourself.
I thought you, she also needed,
if anybody's
before you
just
wreck
listening,
yourself,
you need to know that I can't do accents and I'm actually,
you're
trying,
nailing Crystal.
I can do Crystal. I can't do any international accents and I try and they're all slightly offensive sounding. They all sound German and Scottish and I can't do any. Just so you know.
Sweet Bibs had a great moment.
Yeah, you need, if I am talking to my man, you'll need to check yourself.
I thought she also needed to say it before you wreck yourself.
You were like,
it was,
well,
a proper.
Here's what she said, and I really thought she meant it. She said at the end, "You just dug a big asshole."
I turned to me and I go, "Ass?"
And then I was like, "Oh, you just dug a big asshole." But I was like, "Oh, but it's, she said you just
like,
dug a
big,
big
asshole."
Asshole.
I was like, "Did you just buried an asshole?"
Did you just? It just dug a big asshole.
The whole thing did not come out right,
you
and I couldn't
big,
stop laughing.
You just dug a big asshole.
I think dug a big asshole should be like a phrase we all need to incorporate into our vocabulary.
Oh, I like that. You just,
yeah,
dug a big
asshole. You just
ass-
dug a big asshole.
You dug a big asshole.
What?
You know what? The guy that said this show was horrible dug a big asshole.
He dug a big asshole.
Ow! Oh, it's boiling.
My mom.
You know what I hate? That Angela Merkel. I'm talking politics.
My mom
that
said...
That was a German chancellor.
You did very well.
She's a German chancellor, right?
She sure is.
Thank you.
My mom the other day said, too long of a story, but she said, to reference to a neighbor's party, she said, oh, I'm not going over there for his winger dinger.
What's that?
Apparently, it's only a Mary Foley description of like a party. Winger dinger.
Wow.
So I encourage everybody to use winger dinger and dug a big asshole.
Wow, winger dinger.
Like, oh, I'm like, oh, God, I got to go to this winger dinger on Friday, but like, I'm not feeling
it. You've never heard it before. Is that a new one?
Yeah, I said, Mom, what's winger dinger? And she started laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Wait a minute. So you've been alive 28 years, and you've never heard
28 winger? Years, I've never heard winger dinger. Wow. Have you heard winger dinger?
Oh, my God, no. Okay, I'm back.
But you haven't heard winger dinger, have you?
I've never heard winger dinger.
All right.
I also love, do your little workout. Do your little meditation tomorrow. Because you see how you felt, and mic drop.
I think you're doing a really good impersonation.
Of the people?
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you.
Mic drop was,
I was with one eye open. Oh my God. And then she was like, my evening's amazing because I have a rose. I have a rose.
It's almost a little bit Lord of the Rings.
Smeagol.
My precious
Harry. Oh my God. And then at the end, we're at the rose ceremony. There's a lot of beautiful women and a lot of great women.
Just.
That is like, some are beautiful and some are great. And here we go.
Some I want to bang, and some of you I couldn't cut fast enough.
So then he cut people. I have no idea who they are. But then he cut my girlfriend, Jenny, who didn't give him a goodbye. He didn't like that.
It was one of the best
goodbyes ever. I love Jenny. Jenny ices him. And she's like, what the fuck? And he's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, I have never been broken up with. I just got dumped for the first time. And it doesn't feel good. And he picked a little taxidermist over me. And I feel embarrassed. To myself is what she said.
She also said before that, first of all, I didn't appreciate, I liked her whole moment except for throwing the taxidermy under the bus. Don't go after your fellow ladies.
No.
But when she's like, I'm not going to miss you, I'm going to miss my new friends.
She said that?
Yes.
Oh my God, I was so
We paused it, I rewound it. I was like, what?
She said that.
Right when he came out. Because I was like, what did she just say?
No.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not going to miss you, I'm going to miss my new friends.
Wow. And then she made friends with each other.
And then she was like, I thought I was going to win it all.
Jasmine and Alexis.
Oh, I can't. I'm so psyched for Jasmine and Alexis. I can't even.
That's an exciting choky-choky. Maybe she'll choke Steve.
She was fun. I like Jasmine.
Maybe she'll choke Steve.
He'll want it.
And then, and then the tag with the pickled bat and the seal.
I mean,
I kind of.
She's my dolphin girl. Kendall is dolphin girl.
No, she did drink.
She's not as funny, though.
She did drink jazz. We'll find somebody funny. Alexis was the most fun.
She's
the funniest one that's ever been on there, and we've caught her.
I can't believe I get to hang out with Dolphin Girl.
We get to hang out with her.
I do like Kendall, though. I love the taxidermy. It's not a match.
Yeah, no.
But she's interesting to me.
She's taxidermy's equivalent of Dolphin Girl. I hated Nicolas Cage in the mask.
Yeah.
So moving ahead, who do you think is going to win? Just call it now that you've seen it.
Oh, to win the whole thing?
Yeah.
I think Tia's got a good shot.
Even though she hasn't gotten any airplay yet.
I don't think he's gonna pick the nanny at the end of the day.
What about the one who was the first up tonight, Becca, the other Becca?
I don't think we have full airtime of the one he's picking.
Interesting. Somebody's gonna come in and we're gonna go,
I think in the next like episode or two, a little blonde, a petite blonde.
Yeah, because the girl he called first was the Utah photographer, and we didn't see her at all tonight, but he called her first.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little blonde. It's going to emerge, and it is going to compete with Tia, Nanny, and maybe, I think CN goes far.
You are amazing. Before we go, Anna texted us.
Do we have Tweets of the Week?
We have Tweets of the Week, and we're sorry, because Seth Vett usually tweets us in the morning. So, Seth, we're sorry, because we had to do this Monday night.
Seth,
so
you get at least third place.
You know we always are fans of yours. Okay, so do you want to... I haven't read any of them. Do you want to read them, or do you want me to read them? Okay.
All right, here they are.
And you can roll down.
Scroll down.
You read who they are from. And there's an honorable mention, which is a visual one.
to start.
Okay, first one, Shan, I like that name, Shan Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Waiting for the inevitable date when Ari arrives on a motorized Walmart scooter.
All right. Yes.
I like it. Good kickoff.
You know
kick
what off. We get? My cat gets to vote too. We'll ask the Grouch which one she likes.
Next one, Steve Isaac. At Steve Isaac, Crystal is disconcerting because she keeps making sex sounds at dinner. I like the good use of disconcerting. It's one of my favorite words.
I like that too.
And she was moaning a little weird. I like that one. Ryan Paulson at R. Paulson Photo. Ari is using this group date the way most people use car showrooms. Just taking them all out for a test drive.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like that.
Good
too.
One.
I like that.
Good one. All right. Caitlin at ALB Ginger. Maybe Albuquerque Ginger?
Okay.
That bumper car's memory was definitely B-roll for a 2020 episode. Oh, great one. Deanna, at Deanna Ray. No wonder Ari finds Crystal so comforting. She's a spinning image of his mom back when she breastfed him. Nice.
I like that.
Nailing it. These tweets are great.
These are good.
And then, of course, Jenny Hunt at...
Special mention. And it goes on our Facebook page.
At Jenna Zuela, basically just texted a photo of... what is that Muppet's character?
It's Janice. It's basically...
Is that the Muppet Janice?
Yeah, it's being the mom.
Yeah.
It's Janice.
Wait, is that the mom's name Janice?
No, the mom... The Muppet is Janice.
The Muppet's Janice. I didn't remember the Muppet's
okay,
name.
Okay, so we're going to vote. You, me, and the Grouch are going to vote. It's
okay.
Going to be between breast milk and bumper dates, right?
The bumper dates.
Yeah,
memories.
Yeah. Oh, no, the 2020.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So will you read them again and then we all vote?
I also think honorable mention, the used car room showroom.
Yeah, so good.
All right. The down to the finalist, Caitlin at ALB Ginger. The bumper car's memory was definitely B-roll for 2020.
Yeah.
And Deanna, at Deanna Ray, no wonder Ari finds Crystal so comforting. She's a spinning image of his mom back when she breastfed him.
Dude.
Good.
I'm going to ask my cat.
Okay.
Now, Grouch. Although she's sleeping. Do you like the 2020 B-roll? Or do you like breastfed? Which one do you like? Oh, she's not doing it. She's usually so mouthy. Okay, I know which one I like, but I'm going to let you say yours, and then I'll see if we're in agreement.
I absolutely am obsessed with the 2020.
Me too.
The B-roll for
Me
2020
too.
Episode.
I'm obsessed with the B-roll for 2020. Yeah. True. That is for sure. That's a good one. And who is the winner?
Caitlin at ALB Ginger.
Okay, so if you want to tweet at us, you can just tweet at me at Ardenmarine, ArdenMyrin, or at Erin Foley Comic, and then put hashtag WYATR. And then we just wanted to thank you I'll just read one email and then I'm going to let everybody go. So many nice emails were rosepodcast@gmail.com. Let's see, what do we have? Okay. This is from Addie Baird. I am from American Fork, Utah, and went to high school with Mikkel, but didn't know her. And you guys talking about American Fork, Utah on the pod was up there with when you said my name is a guest host nominee.
Oh.
If she makes it to hometowns, quote, she won't. I am available for an explainer appearance. So glad y'all are back in the bone zone. XO, Addie.
Yay. Thank you, Addie.
Erin.
Good times.
Erin, do you have any dates coming up that you're going to plug besides Sketchfest?
Besides Sketchfest, which I'm really excited about, if you live in the San Diego area,
yeah.
A week from Thursday, which is January 18th,
yeah.
I'm doing a really fun, and if you're a sports fan,
yeah.
And maybe you're gay or gay adjacent,
yeah.
I'm doing a really fun panel with athletes, and I'm the comedian of sporty stuff.
Oh my god, that sounds fun!
It's just something totally random and fun. It's like a great organization called You Can Play, and it's the inclusion of LGBT athletes in supporting people coming out and playing football and soccer and all
That's
things
awesome.
Wonderful.
That's yeah. awesome. awesome.
So I'm going to go down to San Diego. Yeah.
San Diego. They love to party in San Diego. Boy, do they get drunk.
They do.
The Gaslamp. I remember doing the Gaslamp.
Oh, the Gaslamp, yeah.
I did stand up. I was in a nice club down. What's the one that's up in the mall? That's like up... there's a nice... is it the American Comedy Club? I don't know.
Yeah, the American... yeah, yeah.
I just did. It was really fun. The crowds were really nice. But I walked to and from. There was a cute hotel downtown. People were like... but it was always like a lot of girls in like black dresses like vomiting into garbage cans. I was like, send it. San Diego. Yeah, I like your style.
San Diego, whale's vagina.
I will be in Alaska again.
Ooh.
I don't know the exact dates, but I'm doing like a group show. It's for Alaska Comedy. You can look on Alaska Comedy. It's in March. I think it's, I'll tell you. March 16th and 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Fun.
But more importantly, January 28th.
I cannot wait.
It's going to be so fun. And Lori's going to be there.
I'm coming from a cruise. A gay boy cruise right into the city of San Francisco.
Dude, I'll be coming from Atlanta.
Your hotel. You're filming in Atlanta, which, well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it'll be fun. With the maker of these cute sweatshirts, Miss Alyssa Milano. That's not what we're doing. Okay, and in conclusion, thank you for coming over. I know you're not a night owl.
I used to be a night owl, but then...
you're still fun at night.
I still love the night.
I do too. But you don't need a blanket. You don't love the night so much that you need a blanket to shut it down.
I just would like to say good luck in Atlanta. Safe travels.
I'll be back.
And I'm glad we banged this out tonight.
I think I'm going back and forth. Okay, I don't know how to add the song, so we'll have because this is just...
will you accept this role?
I have to say that's the greatest... oh, here we go. Eddie Pepitone used to be part of this. Look at this. Hola, Bachelor.
I like a little chest chair.
Look at that.
Geyser.
Look at that. We accept this rose. You accept this rose to your world.
Dropping girl. Chokey, chokey.
Chokey.
Everybody get to San Francisco.
Alex.
And my boyfriend, Alex.
He can meet all of us.
Stranger danger.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.